Storytel presents The Stepdaughter by Margit Sandemol, part 3 in the Legend of the Ice People series, narrated by me, Mianna Buring. Once upon a time, many centuries ago, Tengel the Evil went into the wilderness because he wanted to sell his soul to the devil. He became the ancestor of the Ice People. Tengel had been promised power and wealth on condition that one of his descendants in every generation would serve the devil and do evil deeds. These descendants would be easy to recognize because of their yellow cat's eyes and magical powers. And one day a person with the greatest supernatural powers ever would be born. The curse would not be lifted until the spot was found where Tengel had buried the pot which he had used to prepare the magic brew which would summon the devil. This is what the legend says. Only nobody knows whether it is true. But in the 16th century, a cursed child of the Ice People was born. He tried to turn evil into good, which was why they called him Tengel the Good. This legend is about his family, or perhaps it is mostly about the women in his family. Chapter 1. The wind wailed and moaned through the treetops of the dense pine forest. It sounded like the rhythmic chanting of monks performing a solemn liturgy of sorrow and anguish in a giant cathedral. As they bowed unwillingly before the wind, it seemed that the branches twisted and screamed in protest. Overhead, the pale full moon appeared only fleetingly between ragged clouds that were chasing each other in a wild frenzy across the heavens. Sue laughed as she ran through the forest. The raging bad weather was arousing all the deepest passions in her, making her feel alive and exhilarated. She was a woman now, as free as the storm that tore at the treetops above her. In her hand, she held Hannah's bundle, which Tengel had handed over to her that very day. She clutched it very tightly to her chest. Earlier in the day, she'd taken leave of them all at home on Linden Avenue. All this symbolized for her a very important fact. Her time had come at last. Her younger brother Arda had accompanied her a part of the way towards the harbour in Oslo, where a ship was ready to sail her to Denmark. They'd ridden together, but when they'd reached about half the distance, Saul had insisted on taking a shortcut alone through the forest. Finally, Arda had given in, carrying her small trunk, leading her horse in order to meet her on the other side of the forest. He wanted to make absolutely sure that she got safely on board the ship. Charlotte Maiden had arranged Saul's voyage to Denmark. Saul was to accompany an elderly noblewoman who was afraid of making such a long journey on her own. The family had decided that Saul would be right for this role because she'd behaved so impeccably these past 5 years. But now she was so restless that they felt they could no longer hold her back. Yes, she'd behaved well, but only so that she could devote her life to her beloved craft when she reached adulthood. It had certainly been difficult at times. There had been occasions when she'd been itching to pick a poisonous herb or hemlock at the roadside if somebody had insulted those she loved. On one occasion, she'd made a doll of a haughty noblewoman who'd spoken disparagingly about Charlotte. Saul had managed to get hold of a strand of the noblewoman's hair, which she'd sewn into the doll, and she was just about to pierce its heart with a needle when she came to her senses at the very last moment. This was the sort of thing she'd promised to stop doing. This was something she'd solemnly promised Tengel. She destroyed the doll and did so with a clean conscience. Nevertheless, she couldn't help fretting afterwards, wondering whether or not she still had the power. Well, she thought, I believe I still have the power, and that I'll have it forever. Tengel was most pleased with her work among the sick. They relied almost as much on Saul as they did Tengel. From time to time, she'd used slightly drastic measures to cure them, but she'd done it so very carefully that nobody had noticed.